It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Last month, the ultra-marathon swimmer Jim Dreyer set out from Grand Haven, Michigan to swim more than 80 miles to Milwaukee, nonstop.
Dreyer was forced to turn back after his equipment was damaged 27 miles into his fourth attempt since August of last year.
In decades past, the 62-year-old endurance swimmer has crossed all the Great Lakes. Dreyer's latest attempts were to commemorate 25 years since his successful trek across Lake Michigan.
Jim Dreyer joins us to talk about his remarkable swims and plans for the future. Jim, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Hello, Kate. I am very happy to be here.
Take us inside the goal of crossing Lake Michigan. What does that goal entail?
Well, I would say that goal is all-encompassing. It was 25 years ago in 1998 that I first swam across the lake and then went on to swim across all five Great Lakes, some of them in rather creative ways. But then last year in 2023, I realized, hey, this is the 25th anniversary of that first record crossing. You know, the only swim ever between Wisconsin and Michigan. And I thought, well, how am I going to commemorate this? So I thought, you know, hey, what if I swam again, you know, go back to where I started, Lake Michigan, and swim it again 25 years later, and this time go 25 miles further. And yes, 25 miles older also. 2023 was the year I turned this. I think I can say it. I turned 60.
You got it. You got it.
I'm coming to grips with it now, Kate. And so this goal started actually last summer. I made two attempts last summer. I made two attempts this summer. It's not an easy thing to do to cross this huge puddle of water between our two states here. You know, they call it a lake because it's freshwater, but make no mistake, it's an inland sea.
You know these waters in a way that none of us ever will. I wonder, what is something we wouldn't know about the Great Lakes unless we'd be in your waters and we'd swim them?
I think the thing that people don't necessarily understand or realize is how the conditions can change out there so quickly. And when I say conditions, I mean waves, water temperatures, and what the conditions or the weather is like just a mile away. It can be completely different than where you're at. I mean, these lakes make their own weather.
You have to stay so lucid. What goes through your mind during a swim of that length?
Staying lucid is something easier to do earlier in the swim and not so easy to do later in the swim. As you get into that second night, at least for me, there's always some level of hallucinations that set in. When you get into the third night, if there is going to be a third night, the hallucinations get really, really bad. And so this is going to sound strange, probably, but I actually train for swimming through hallucinations. So when I'm doing my peak training, I always make sure I swim at least 2 days and two nights because I know that second night the hallucinations are going to set in. And I train on a familiar course. That way I can interject logic against what my eyes are seeing and weigh the two. Because your eyes are going to see some crazy stuff, but being familiar with the course, I can interject logic and say, no, Jim, this is not real. It's okay to swim through that large pier that you see right in front of you because it's not there.
Wow. We're talking with Jim Dreyer, ultra marathon swimmer based in Michigan, as we look at his recent attempt to swim more than 80 miles from Grand Rapids, Michigan to Milwaukee. Jim, what about nutrition? How do you keep yourself fueled at trying to go a distance like that?
Yeah, you know, I can tell people I've got a great weight loss plan, but there's probably easier ways to lose the weight. For instance, when I successfully swam across Lake Superior, I took in more than 60,000 calories and I still lost weight. So right now I tend to feed about every 2 hours and I take in at least 350 calories. I take a meal replacement drink. That's 350 calories. But once in a while, I'll also add some granola, or I'll just take a mouthful of pure honey, just, you know, for the energy. Sometimes I'll take a mouthful of olive oil for the omega-3 fats. Well, all of that stuff also has a lot of calories. So when you add it up, you know, 60,000 calories for a three-day swim, is pretty close to what I'm taking in. And I still lose weight. You know, I mean, and I don't have that much fat to lose. So you start losing muscle tissue. Your body starts cannibalizing itself. So, you know, the clock is ticking. You're using up more than you're taking in. And so, you know, you just hope there's enough in the tank to get through.
So after your latest attempt to cross Michigan, you said your next attempt would be in 2027 when you'd be 64. Are you concerned that you may not be able to make it across Michigan again?
Well, you know, that is a possibility. You know, the Beatles have a song about turning 64, you know, and the lyrics are, will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Well, I hope so. And I mean, right now I feel great. I mean, I really have no negative physical effects from these two swims this summer. I mean, physically I was fine. My problems were with the navigation, and that's a whole other story. Navigational issues is what forced me from the water both times. And the first one was also fueled by hallucinations. But so hopefully I'm still, you know, feeling great in 2027. I'm going to keep training. I'm going to keep dreaming. I'm going to keep hoping and praying. But, you know, I have an obligation in 2025, and this is a whole other story, but 2025 is the 50th anniversary of the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and we're probably all aware of Gordon Lightfoot's song, mm-hmm. you know, telling that story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm organizing a 411-mile relay swim. 68 swimmers are going to swim from the point of where the shipwreck lies in Lake Superior to Detroit, which was the Edmund Fitzgerald's intended destination. And it's a way to forever memorialize these 29 mariners who lost their lives. And we're also raising funds to preserve a very important lighthouse up there to safeguard mariners of today and tomorrow. So I'm committed to that next year. So 2025 is going to be out. 2026, I'm also going to be launching a swimming-related endeavor I can't talk about yet. I would love to get back to my own swim before 2027, but I don't see how I'm going to be able to do it before then.
Jim, I want to land on whether you have any advice for someone who's listening to this who would love to be an open water endurance swimmer and do the things that you do.
Well, first of all, you can feel free to contact me. I've most swimmers who, at least who are interested in swimming the Great Lakes, they end up contacting me, and I'm always happy to help and just pass on what I learned. So very happy to share and want you to be successful. Second of all, you can do this. You know, I mean, you have to take it in just like any goal. You have to take it in bite-sized pieces. You have to walk before you can run. Or in this case, you have to crawl before you can, you know, swim across a great lake. But I think it can be, you know, it is a doable thing. I've certainly proven that. And so you do have to believe in yourself. You have to get out there in the open water. You can get a lot of good training in the pool. You can get a lot of speed work in the pool, some good swimming specific strength training in the pool. And I can tell you how to do that. I do that in a rather unique way. I pull a 20-gallon bucket underwater and put large paddles on my hands and forearms. And I do sprints with that. It is incredible strength training that's very swimming specific. But eventually you have to get out in the open water where there's no lane lines, where you're affected by the waves and you're affected by the weather and the water temperatures. And you have to put in a lot of time out there because the open water is a completely different animal than the pool.
Jim, what an inspiration. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure, Kate. Anytime.
Jim Dreyer is an ultra marathon swimmer who's aiming to cross Lake Michigan again for the first time in more than 25 years.